changes to mask rules. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Several states with adjustments to COVID masking requirements in the coming weeks, including California, where the indoor mask mandate for vaccinated people will be lifted in some situations a week from tomorrow. But its school mask mandate will remain in place. New Jersey is lifting its school mask mandate next month, while Connecticut's will end at the end of this month, though the governor says the final decision is up to local districts. Meanwhile, in Virginia, the tug of war over masks in schools continues in courts.
This time, the Virginia Supreme Court is weighing in, but not on the merits of Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order, which aims to give parents the choice on school masking. Instead, the court is rejecting a petition from parents in favor of masking on procedural grounds, ruling the case doesn't meet the extraordinary circumstances required for the writ of mandamus they were seeking to invalidate the governor's order. A lawyer for the parents says their case is far from over. Meantime, the Loudoun County School Board, being sued by parents for refusing to enact the governor's order, is seeking a delay, arguing they should wait for the outcome in Arlington County, where seven school boards sued, and a judge has put enforcement of the order on hold. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
California's legislature has voted to require paid time off for workers who get sick with COVID. Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to sign the measure. President Biden again promising action against Russia if it sends troops into Ukraine. The president saying he's not sure if Russian President Vladimir Putin knows what he's going to do.
The impact on Europe and the rest of the world would be devastating. And he'd pay a heavy price.
President with the comments after meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. President Biden said if Russia invades Ukraine, it would mean an end to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is set to move gas from Russia into Germany. Federal prosecutors accusing a Chinese telecom company of stealing technology from Motorola. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The group of men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor in 2020 over pandemic restrictions has agreed to plead guilty.
The federal trial of five men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will now move forward against four of the men in March. An attorney for 27-year-old Caleb Franks has filed his plea agreement in federal court in Grand Rapids, saying he knowingly and willingly joined the plot and will plead guilty. This after months of effort to argue that Franks had been entrapped and that certain evidence should be allowed in to support that claim. Those efforts have been denied. Attorneys for the other defendants continue to insist that the men wouldn't have talked about kidnapping had undercover agents not pushed them in that direction. A sixth man pleaded guilty last year and was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A 38-year-old Florida man's okay after leaping from a car that was in the path of an oncoming train, but that's only half the story.
The Martin County Sheriff's Office begins its Facebook post by saying, no title could explain this case, but the details will. Well, it's just best to read on. Bradford Wetzel from Port St. Lucie jumped from a stolen car seconds before it was destroyed by a train, the car catapulting into the side of a nearby home. The homeowner is jolted awake by the sound of the driverless car slamming into their house. They're okay. Police say Wetzel claimed he stole the car in a good faith effort to search for his own vehicle early Saturday morning after leaving a bar around 50 miles north of West Palm Beach. He was arrested and charged with grand theft and criminal mischief. Additional charges are expected. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The parent company, the budget airline Frontier, is buying Spirit Airlines in a $2.9 billion cash and stock deal that will create the nation's fifth largest carrier. The company say the transaction will provide more low-cost fares for more travelers to destinations in the U.S., Latin America, and the Caribbean. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.